Hello, fellow Info Warriors. Alex Jones here reporting for InfoWars with some breaking news. The tyrants that run our society, the social engineers, are busy training us to accept a system where we basically have a dictator for a president and a bureaucracy that takes orders from the offshore banks and other corporate special interests. Just last week, the president came out and said, we're not going to cut the spending, and if you don't raise the debt limit to the private central banks, I am going to use a post-Civil War Reconstruction Act power of the 14th Amendment to raise taxes and pay debts myself. Ladies and gentlemen, the Congress controls the power of the purse. The Congress controls the power to launch wars. The Congress controls the power to levy a carbon tax. But we've seen Obama launch wars and say, I don't need congressional approval, even though they were offering it, being good little warmongers. I don't need a congressional approval to raise carbon taxes on every coal power plant in the country, but those owned by General Electric, some of his big contributors who pay zero taxes. They are just setting this precedent. So a week ago, they were saying, hey, we'll just get rid of Congress altogether. The president has the power of the purse and war and taxes. He's our emperor. He's our Führer. Well, now there are a whole bunch of news articles today, Associated Press, Huffington Post, you name it. Super Congress. Got to be for that. It sounds like Superman. Debt ceiling negotiators aim to create new legislative body. And when you read it, it's bipartisan treason. It says the Super Congress, composed of members of both chambers and both parties, isn't mentioned anywhere in the Constitution. Well, who needs that GD piece of paper, as George Bush said, but would be granted extraordinary new powers by the executive and the leaders of the House and Senate. Forget all those other members who were elected. They've transferred almost all power out of the House and Senate to the special committees. Again, it's power seizures. Under a plan put forth by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, who's a Republican, and his Democratic counterpart Harry Reid of Nevada, this will basically bypass the Congress and they'll decide with the president what to do. Again, who needs a stinking Constitution? Who needs any of them? And by the way, it was in the news today that they're telling fire and police departments all over the country, don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't give us your pension funds, you'll lose all of them. And then you'll give them half, as they're saying, and then a year later, give us the other half, or you'll get nothing, and then give us the other half of that until it's down to a fraction of what it was. This is the incremental nature of these tyrants. The level of tyranny we'll live under is the exact level we put up with. But wait, it gets worse. Then we're getting to the other part of the report with Aaron Dykes. CNN. He gave a speech to the Council of the Race, in Spanish, of La Raza, but Fortune 500 funded. You got to have balkanization in America. And he said, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting. Again, quote, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting, I promise you, not just on immigration reform. But that's not how our system works. Really? You said you'd use the 14th Amendment on the Congress in the states. You said you're setting up a super Congress. I mean, you do things on your own. Like Bush said, things would be a heck of a lot easier if I was a dictator. Or to be actual quote, things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship so long as I'm the dictator. So that's an exact quote. Now, shifting gears, we have U.S. debt impasse spooks markets. You see, it's all about we live and die by bankers. We live and die by debt. We live and die by fiat Federal Reserve currencies that have sucked this country dry. And they're shifting gears. Anybody that doesn't want open borders, major taxes, being in debt to big foreign banks like third world countries, debt they created out of nothing, you're an extremist. You're like Anders Breivik, the manufactured patsy. And we see the Financial Times of London, the globalist paper of record, says killer personifies rise of new right. And here's another one. Chris Matthews, remember late last year, the rise of the new right, saying that Ron Paul and I were calling for violence and editing tapes of our speeches to make it sound like this. This is all a script to move the apparatus of the police state from Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, onto the people of the West. Now, same publication of the elite, Financial Times of London. last year. Obama faces growing credibility crisis. And it quotes Robert Shapiro, a top globalist lawyer, he's like a Henry Kissinger type, saying the bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, says Rob Shapiro, another former Clinton official and supporter of Obama. He has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he's a leader who can command confidence. And short of a new 9/11 event or in Oklahoma City, I can't think of how he can do that. How long have we been going here in this special report?
5:30.
Great, we got about 3-4 minutes left. The iPhone will let us upload. We're going to be doing these directly live to PrisonPlanet.tv with no time constraints soon. To Aaron Dykes, whose research, and was at Bilderberg 2011 in Switzerland, and Mr. Shapiro was a key person on the agenda, one of many Obama advisors calling for terror attacks to help boost them. And they do this publicly like we're idiots. Aaron Dykes, give us a 3-minute report.
Yeah, it's very interesting about Robert B. Shapiro. I've got his debate from 1999 Bilderberg meeting, specifically about the GM food Monsanto debate. Well, that's because he was CEO of Monsanto. So what's he doing now giving terror threat advisories to the Obama administration? Well, there's a very weird nexus around Pharmacia, Monsanto, Searle, and the Bilderberg Group, who are all part of this continuing cartel of the military-industrial complex. You recall that former Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld.
That's aspartame, Monsanto's GMO, so's the other one. I mean, this is their real takeover. Continue.
Yeah, there's other defense secretaries, former, who are part of this complex of Monsanto, Searle. There was a Pharmacia CEO named Frank Carlucci. He was defense secretary in the 80s.
He also headed up Carlyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, part of the Carlyle Group and a lot of these life extension stem cell research groups. It's just a very weird nexus where they want to have a patent on life, where they want to encourage non-competition, make sure their people have insider bids.
They're looking for the life extension technologies.
And especially to use food as a depopulation weapon.
Yeah, they give us the poison food and then they get the souped up food. But continue with this guy, because this is a guy saying how terror attack helps the government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he reported in the Financial Times in July of 2010 that, quote, short of a 9/11 event or Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how Obama could do that. Do what? Regain his popularity. Because the bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership. So he is directly suggesting a false flag terror attack to boost morale for Obama and to give him all this crazy new power.
And that's how dumb they think we are. And it's only a few hundred globalists and no more than 20 families that run this whole thing. I saw with the prince over there and Kate Middleton, their new cottage is like 300 rooms and it's taxpayer paid for. And here this family owns many of the stocks in the big banks that own our Federal Reserve that we're in debt to and the big oil companies. Aaron Dykes will continue to report on this information, but you see how they're setting up a global dictatorial system while openly talking about how terrorism helps them.
Well, you notice how the name Super Congress implies that this group will be above Congress, outside of Congress, superior to Congress.
A supranational government.
I mean, the words they choose matter, yeah.
They certainly do. Well, we'll be covering more of Shapiro in the future. And it definitely ties into this new terror attack that is as phony as a $3 bill. We'll see you back live tomorrow on the radio, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com.